Okay, today's Daf Vav. We're on Daf Vav. Fourth line from the top. Rabbi Yehuda said that in order to know whether or not there's a town, that this field here is a Beis HaPras, Ad Shehei Shem Zakei No Talmud, Lefi She'ein HaKol Bekiyim B'davar. Ask, you know, the old timer, the Chacham, the Zakein, ask them what's the story. They know. So, what?
Isn't the difference
on the mountain
or in the valley?
No. No, we said we're not sure what's going on with this field. Was it a cemetery? It used to not be. It was. Yeah, it wasn't. It plowed over it. So, Amar Rabbaya, Shmamina, Surbame Rabbanan, Atamachacham, the Ikka B'masa, that he's in a town. He's found in a town. Kol Mili D'masa Ole Ramya. The whole thing, every responsibility of the town is going to be on his shoulders. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Mata Evan Mitsuyenes. If you find a stone that is marked, let's say with lime or it's colored, whatever, takteha tame. Underneath that, it's tame. Underneath that stone is tame. Shtayim. But if there are two stones that are marked, im yesh sid beinehem, if there's lime connecting the two, beinehem tame, then between them is tame. Vim ein sid beinehem, but if there's no lime connecting the two stones, then beinehem tahar. Then between them is tar, which sounds pretty simple, right? What? Correct. Now the Gemara asked, "Afa gav deleka choresh?" Even though there's been no plowing here, v'atanya, but we learned, "Mata eben achas mitsuyanes." If you find one stone that's marked, "Tachteha tame," underneath it is tame. Shtayim. What if you find two stones? "Im yesh beinehem, im yesh choresh beinehem." If it was plowed in between them, beinehem tar. And v'im lav b'nehem tamei. And if not, it's tamei, says Rashi, af al gav d'leka sid, even if there's no lime, why? L'fi she'etzayin es ha'avonim she'mikan u'mikan lo chashash l'tzayin b'nehem. I make the mark from here to there. I don't have to make sid in between. So it's a little bit of a contradiction. Amar of Papa, no, hacha, when we said that we're not choshesh, right? When we said that if we don't plow in between its tamei. In other words, I make a stone here, the stone 10 feet away, nothing in between. It's still tamei in between. That's kishash sid shofech al roshehen. When the lime poured off the stone, the top of the stone, umarudet lakan lakan, and dripped down on both sides. So iyekachorish b'nehen. If it was plowed b'nehen tar, then it's tar. Why? The emar I'll say machmas choresh hu deikvul. The whole reason why it dripped was because of the plowing. V'ilo, and if not, sid de beni beni hu v'tame. It's considered as if it's lime in between, and it's tame. Not exactly, you know. Okay. Amar of Asi. Now let's say you have a field that's shaped like a square or a rectangle, which most fields are. So mitzad echad mitzuyin. Let's say one side of the field is marked off. So then hu tame v'chol hasadatu kula tahora. And the rest of the field is tar. That one area, that one stretch of land. Shnayim, if there's two sides that are marked off, heim tameyin, v'chalas adakul tahara. They're tame, and the rest of it is tar. Shlosha, if there are three sides marked off, heim tameyin, they're tame, v'chalas adakul tahara. And the rest of it's tar. Now the arba, if there's four sides marked off, now the opposite is true. Heim tahorin. Those four sides are tahar, v'chalasa dekula tamea, and the inside of the field all tamei. Why that? The Amar Mar, ein marchik in tzion imakom tumah shal hases Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to make the mark too far away because we don't want to lose Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if I have a field, the whole field is tamei, and I mark it off, the actual marked off is not tamei, but the whole field is tamei. It's the most economical way of marking off the field. The easiest way to do it, just mark off the four corners, the four sides. That under, at those four sides, nothing wrong with it. Once you go into the field, it's a problem. It's the easiest way to do it.
Well, why would you have to mark off more than the other then?
So that's
it's
a cemetery. What?
It's a cemetery, right?
Maybe the whole thing is a cemetery.
So you're saying the mark off the whole thing is a cemetery, but there's nobody in the cemetery.
Correct, but in the cemetery, we don't have to mark anything.
Yeah.
Okay, that ends that story.
So then, you know, that's
told,
in other words, you know,
all
the
new
that
is
so
because
you're
Exactly. Correct. All this is only in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh.
Right. At 100%. Then we said, V'yotzen afal ha'klayim. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go out and destroy klayim. So now the Gemara says, V'aklayim b'chol shamad nafkinan. Is that true? That on Chol HaMoed, they're going to go out for the klayim? Why? What's the issue? V'raminhu. But we have a Mishnah in Shkolim that says, Be'echad ba'adar, on the first of Adar, which is 6 weeks before Chol HaMoed, Mashmin al Shkolim, we already announced the Shkolim, V'al ha'klayim. And we also announced, by the way, anybody has klayim, they better get rid of it, because the police are coming. Chamisha Asar Bo, on the 15th of Adar, Karas and Megillah B'Krachim, they read the Megillah in walled cities, V'yotzin l'kavit esadrachim, they go to fix the roads, ulthakin drachim, the paths, ulthakin ha'rechobos, and to fix the roads, right? The Chasdei Chemed says that once we do this now, we don't have to do it again but before Shavuos or before Sukkot, because in Israel it doesn't rain then. So you're safe. All you have to do it one time a year. When? After Purim. You're getting ready for Pesach, it's not going to rain anymore. So you don't have to do it the rest of the summer. You don't have to. Uvalamad ha-mikvos, and you fix the mikvah. V'osin kol tzarchei rabim. And you can do all the rabbim's jobs. Okay, by the way, umetzayin es ha-kvaros, and you are metzayin the kvaros, v'yotzen al ha-klayim. You're going after the klayim on Purim time. So we have to go again Chol HaMoed. There's nothing left. What do you have to go again Chol HaMoed for? You're going now after Purim. To go again a month later? That's the Gemara's kasha.
I have a problem.
Why? Oh, so let's look at Rashi. The Rashi of the Es Hamikvot Hamayim. The first three lines of Rashi we don't have to read. Rashi is V'hai. It's after a dot there. V'hai de lo parach nami v'gemara ashar masnitzin. How come we didn't ask on the other things mentioned in the Mishnah? Diktani, v'musak den drachim, v'arachovos, v'chal shomoyt. Right? The Mishnah said you can fix the road. And I just said, the Chasdei David said it wasn't necessary because it never rained anymore. So why are they going out of Chol HaMoed? They went out after Purim. Right? The Mishnah said, you can go to Klayim. We have a Kasha. What about Klayim? How could you go out on Klayim? You went out on Purim. What about the rest of the Mishnah? Same question. Right? That's not a Kasha. Why? The bedinhu, the masaknin and lohu trezimni. The truth is, they would fix it twice. Why? The chimasakin betesva v'ador, when they would fix it on the 15th of Adar, also gishamim, it would still rain. Umakalkale lohu, and it could make it ruined again. V'hadri umasakni lohu b'chal shamoid. So they would have to go chal shamoid. Between Purim and Pesach, it does rain. After Pesach, it doesn't rain. So it might not rain that much. It might be winding down. It's possible that they went out on Purim, Shushan Purim, and they would have to fix it again on Chol HaMoed. Aval HaKlayim, but on Klayim, given the Akri Lehu Lagami, B'chamisha Asar Ba'adar, Lamali Lamefer, but B'chal HaShamoed. What do you have to go again? So there's no more, all the Klayim is gone. What do you have to go again for? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So,
the roads after the Pesach.
Why after Purim?
Why after Purim?
So it's a very good question. There are three answers to that question. It's not just the road, it's climb too.
Right.
I'll just pick, because the Gemara is going to say in a minute, why of all times they go in Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says, because you can get people cheap, because no one's working. So when people, you can get people cheap workers to do Chol HaMoed, nothing else to do. So but before we get to that answer, so why is Shushan Purim all of a sudden picked out Dafka this day? So the three answers. The first answer is, the Be'iri says, again, Shushan Purim, nobody works on Shushan Purim, so they're free, they're available, let them do some Tzarchei Tzibur. That's one answer, the Be'iri says that. The Rabbeinu Meshulam says that, B'davka, they pick Shushan Purim, they want you to know that it's not Aser Malacha. In case anyone thought you're not allowed to do Malacha on Purim, they would B'davka go fix roads on Shushan Purim. B'davka. That's the second answer. And the third answer is, Yaakov Avinu said that not Yaakov Avinu said, the Magen Avraham says, there's an idea, the B'nai Shlomo says, that when an ace happens to you, you should do something for the tzibur. So the day after Purim, when the biggest nace of all, we do something for the tzibur. That's why it's not going to choose a Purim of all days to go be busy with it. Anyway, so two answers to this question. So the question is, if you went out on Shushan Purim to fix the Kalayim, what more is there to do on Chol HaMoed? Nothing more to do. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, two answers. Chad Omar, Kan Bebakir, the Shushan Purim is the early growth. Vekan Be'ofil, and Chol HaMoed is the later growth. Okay. Chad Omar, another answer. Kan Bezroyim, the first Tesvav Adar is on the seeds. Vekan Be'irakos, and Chol HaMoed is the vegetables. Different thing, grow different stages. Amar b'Asi, Amar b'Yochanan, lo shanu elo she'ein nitzan nikar. That's only true if the growth is not recognizable. Aval nitzan nikar yotzen aleihen. But if this is recognizable, then the taka would go and try to get rid of it. Maishna v'chal shemoy din afkinen. Why would dafka on chal shemoy of all time? Why would dafka that? That's when they're picking you. Amar b'Yakov, Amar b'Yochanan, bishom tzchar pu'ula demudli gabon. Because the workers are cheap. Then why are they cheap? Says Rashi, klomar. You can get workers very cheap. Why? Nobody goes to work on Chol HaMoed. There's no work. So, hey guys, want to go check out the client? I will pay you a reduced. Yeah, something's better than nothing, right? So that's where they'll go. Tosfos says that the Mosley Gabon. Tosfos says Lamanda Amar. Listen to this. There's a machlokas later in the Masechta on Daf Yud Gimel. Are you allowed to hire somebody on Chol HaMoed? So it's a machlok. If the guy's got nothing to eat, then yeah. And if the guy's got what to eat, then no. So the Gemara tells us, 1 second. Leman damar lekaman tzchar pu'ula she'ein lo ma yochal. If the guy has nothing to eat, you want to hire him? It's basically a tzedakah. Right? You're basically giving the guy tzedakah. He's embarrassed. Do me a favor. Fix my client. All right. Then sharp. Then nicha. That all makes sense. Shechol mitos chari, allowed to pay the guy. Ela lamanda amar aser, but if you hold it's aser, then you're not allowed to hire guys on lo yedana hechon sa yitzkiru polim b'moi. How can you hire workers on Chol HaMoed? They have what to eat. They're starving. If they're starving, so basically it's a tzedakah. What if they're not starving? But they could use the money. Why not make an extra few dollars? Okay, so Tosas answers b'shema maybe yesh lomar dahani the mitzvah sitiru. Well, it's for a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Getting rid of klayim. So maybe...
Nobody disagrees that people who need it are allowed to be hired for work.
Right. So the question is...
Those people that are doing this kind of drudgery anyway.
Right. So in other words, it's not...
The lawyers aren't coming out and pulling up on it.
Why not? You know, it's not. They're able to make ends meet. They're able to make ends meet, but extra money never hurt. No one ever refuses extra money.
That's not how society works.
Sure it is. Exactly how it works. Exactly how... Right, but apparently the machlokas later in the month, that if the guy is not starving, he has what to eat, he pays his tuition, he pays his dues, he's a good man. You know what? Extra money is extra money. All right, so I'll go out of a client. I'll go. But you know who would go? Teenagers. They're all going to go. Now, none of them are starving, but the extra money, they all run. So, right, young boys, young guys, they want extra money. The lawyers aren't doing it, the doctors aren't doing it, but you find plenty of people, they're not starving. Exactly, they go do it. So, but you're not allowed to do that. So Tosfos says, well, maybe for a mitzvah it's mutter. So maybe for a mitzvah it's mutter. So, so you see from here, that even if you have money, you're not starving. If it's a mitzvah, right, you're allowed to get hired. So, for example, the shul needs something to be done. They can't find somebody. Chol HaMoed, the guys will do it. It's a firm mitzvah, you can do it. Right? So Taz says, no, I wouldn't say it's every mitzvah. It's only for the tzibur. For a shul, for the town. Astam, you want to help somebody do a mitzvah? One guy can help him. I don't know if that would apply. Right, I hear you. Right. No, but then it tells us for a mitzvah. What does it mean? What does that mean, mitzvah? Any mitzvah or a tzibur mitzvah? Okay, yeah. Good? Okay. Next. Amr Zvid, Vitem Rav Misharshia. Shma Mina, you see from here, Ki Avinan Lahu. By the way, who paid these people? Who paid them? The Beis HaMikdash. Who paid them? Shma Mina, you see from here, Ki Avinan Lahu, Schar, Mitrumat HaLishka, Ki Avinan Lahu. It was paid for from the Trumat HaLishka, from the treasury. Says Tosvos in the second to bottom one. Ain lahakshos it's luhan bahan meila. Don't ask me, but how could you pay guys to take off kind of pure meila? This money's for karbanos, and you're using it to hire people. What?
They have two pots.
Yeah. So who said that pots for this? So Tosva says you're right. The answer is delay bezdin masna alayhu. Bezdin said it's okay. This is all done relying on bezdin. Well, perik basra diksuvos. In there, we're going to learn many things that they used to use. Many things, not just hiring people to take up, get rid of klayim. Old other tzarch, other tzrachim. Okay. Ditzal kadaitach, by the way, ditzal kadaitach mididhu yavin lahu. If the owner of the field has to pay, which wouldn't be such a crazy thing, if you're found with klayim, you will send you the bill, right? You have to pay the uprooting bill. If that were the case, Disal Kadaita Midhuya Vinalahu, that if that guy has to pay the bill, so my nafkulon minaihu, call Kama the boy Litin Lahu. What does that mean exactly?
Call Kama the boy, whatever the expected should be given to them, there should be no reason to hire them on Kalamai for the sake of reducing the cost.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? It must be that it's paid for by the Lishka, because if it's paid for by the guy, by the owner of the field.
Yeah, we didn't have to work at Kalamite.
What? You wouldn't have to work at Kalamite. Why is it work at Kalamite?
Exactly.
Right?
We're doing it work at Kalamite because it's being paid by the Lishka.
Right. Okay. The ad kama.
Well, I understand the logic. The guy went and tried to buy him. So why is it on the mission?
You'll see why in a minute. The Gemara's gonna say why in a minute. The ad kama, by the way, how much is the how big does the field have to be? Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak Kaosa Shashin, like we learned, called sa, any area area of a sa, sheyesh ba rova has a quarter of a kav. If an area of a sa can plant a quarter of a kav, zera mimin acher. From one type of field, from one type of grain, you might. You have to reduce it. What does it mean? You have to reduce it. Rashi says, "Sheim zera rovakav yimatenu viakrenu." You have to reduce it and uproot it. That's a very difficult pshat. Tosfos argues. He says, "No, that's not what that means. That means you might means you destroy the whole field. You can't have any clay. Let's say you have an acre. Let's say this year is an acre, and you have klayim on the acre. Right. So what? You get rid of the klayim to make it less than an acre, then the rest of the klayim you can leave there. So there's less than an acre of klayim. That's what you can leave there.
No.
The whole field has to go, right? The whole acre. So what does it mean? You might. You reduce. Right. What does that mean? You reduce it. What does that mean? Right. What does that mean? You reduce it. It should say you destroy it. You get rid of it. Uproot it. What do you mean reduce it? So Rashi says, you know what that means? Very simple. You make it less than an acre. Then it's less than a shear. So less than...
I'm getting into it.
Yeah?
When you have a regular field, it's not assuming that you play climbing inside. You know, when you have it too close to one side of the field, which is probably what the Gemara is thinking. You have it too close to it. It's more climb because... So if you strip out a line out between the two of them, it's not climb anymore because it's now separated by a little patch of dirt.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. They reduce it so all of a sudden everything else fits.
I hear you. Okay.
Because otherwise, why are we assuming that they can have climate? Because during winter time, the field got muddy. It shoved the two meat to each other. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
Very good shot.
Everyone else is doing climate. Nobody's going to do that.
Okay, interesting. Story. What?
It's semantics because.
No.
If you made it, then it's not climate anymore. You didn't reduce it. You limit it. If it's not climbing.
No, you reduce it from the boundary.
Exactly. I can't see that we think that Bnei Yisrael is producing Klein.
Right. Right.
So there's got to be a reason for that.
Right. Right, interesting. Okay. What? Okay, fine. Very good. Now, Mr. G's question. Vatanya Hiskinu Vatanya, I'm sorry. Oh, Vatanya Vaskinu Shiyam of Kirin calls out the Kula. 1 second. But we make the whole Sada after. What do we do here? You might. So, lo kasha. Kan kodim takana, kan acha takana. Well, there's two stories. First, there was a takana. First, there was no takana. And then they made a takana. What happened? The Tanya. Which actually this fits with what Mati just said. The Rishon originally, they'd come down, they would uproot the Klayim and give it to the dog. And by the way, they were happy twice. Achas, first of all, they got their Klayim uprooted for free. Right? Now they had the animal food for the week. Which makes sense what you're saying, that it wasn't really on purpose. Because now they, oh my goodness, I have Clive, I have to go through. I let the Bezim do it. Right? They'll do it. Right? So then, Hiskinu, she okrin umashlichin al drachim. So then they would uproot it and throw it in the garbage. But dying how you smakin, simcha gadolo, shemen ashkin, said osayim. They were still happy. They got the weeding done for free. Right? So then, Hiskinu, she mafkirin, call us the kula. Then they made a thing that the whole thing was hefker. So what? What? No, so now you have to ask the question. So if it wasn't really on purpose, it was sort of either by accident or a little negligent, so why are we making it such a hard, a big punishment on them? They have to be extra careful. If that happens over the winter, not to make it be climbed.
They
have to be extra careful.
Punishment on them, it's a matter of fact, the lich is coming to bail them out.
So now you have to ask yourself, now that after the takana, what happens if they see klayim, they mafka the field? If they see, no, they don't. They don't do that anymore. They're not going to benefit the owner. They mafka the field. Make sure the owner has to make sure, I better not have klayim, otherwise I'm going to lose my field. Right? So why are they going to Chalamoid now? Now why are they going to Chalamoid? They're not doing anything. Right, they're not doing anything now.
Right.
They're just going for a tour. They're not doing anything. Right? Now you can sure find teenagers to do that.
They're paid
to do no work.
And why are they inspecting Hefker field?
What?
Why are they inspecting?
No, they're inspecting your field, and if they see clan, they're gonna make it Hefker. Right? They're gonna declare it Hefker. They're not touching it. This is gonna say it no longer belongs to you. Anybody want it? Come get it. Right? Okay. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moshkinat Hamayim, Me'ilan Le'ilan, you're allowed to bring the water from one tree to another tree, Ubavad Shelo Yashke Es Kol HaSadeh, as long as you don't water the whole field. Says Rashi up on top, the Havik Kisad Beit HaShlochin, the field's considered a Beit HaShlochin, the Psei Di Yisei Re'ika, it could cause a big loss, Avalo Yashke Es Sadeh Kuleh, not the whole field, Sadeh Beit HaBal, the whole field's considered okay. We're only talking about the area where the trees are. Zroyim shalosh shasu lufnei ha-moed. If there's a crops that don't get watered before the moed, lo yashkin b'moed. They don't have to be watered on chal moed. The chal matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh. The chal matir both. Right? Okay. Amar Yehuda, im ha'isa sadeh mitunenes mutter. If it's a sadeh mitunenes, it's mutter. A sadeh mitunenes is a very wet sadeh. It's been watered a lot. That's mutter, right? Says Rashi. What? It's mutter to water it.
There's been water, you lack more water on it?
Yes.
Why would that be?
Because if you don't keep on watering it, it's going to get ruined.
I guess
it must be
just some kind of thing.
Yeah. So Rashi says, Afagav to have a sod de beit habal, even though it's a beit habal, it's irrigated. Kivan to have a lecha ad hashta. It's so moist till now. Ilo mashkala. Have it say the Yisera. It'll be an extra loss. Right? I'm not a farmer, but I guess such a thing like that.
Right.
Right.
That's young, I can think of it.
Tanya Namihach.
Is rice an issue? Extra rice an issue?
Yeah. Tanya Namihachi. Kisha Amru Asa Lahashkan Bamoid. When we said you're not allowed to water in the Moed, Lo Amru Ela Bizwarb Shalosh Shasalof Nea Moed. That's only if it didn't get watered before the Moed. Aval Zwarb Shasalof Nea Moed. Mutal Hashkosan Bimoed. You're allowed to do it on the Moed. But if it's a field that's already watered, it's also mutter. The ain mashke sud the grid b'moed. You're not allowed to water a very dried out field on the moed. Why? Because it's already too far gone. It's too dried out. It's not gonna. You can't help. You can't revive that field. The Chacham matir b'zeh u'b'zeh. The Chacham say it's both mutter. I'm Ravina. What? So Rashi said before that you even allowed a. I don't know. I guess maybe they think it can be saved.
Why did you say it can't be saved? That was all purpose. Maybe they feel.
Right, so maybe they feel it can be. I don't know. Amar Ravina, Shmamina, you see from here. Hi, Tarbita, if you have a garden. Shari, b'tarbute b'chalamo demoid. You're allowed to sprinkle, you're allowed to water it on chalamoid. Sad the grid, my timer. Why? Oh, now we're going to say. Sad the grid, my timer. Why do they hold that? Why do the Rabbanon hold that the Chacham say it's allowed to? The afela mashvile charfa, because the bad you could turn into good, right? You can do it. Hachanami afla mashvile charfa. The bad can be turned into good. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan, marbitz in sada lavan b'shvius. You're allowed to water a field on shmita, avalo b'moed, but not on chalamoed. I batanya marbitz in b'im b'moed b'im b'shvius. We have a different one that says you can do both. Amar Ravuna lo kasha. Ha. When you're not allowed to, is it Elazar ben Yaakov? That's the sheet of Elazar ben Yaakov. Ha. And when you are allowed to, that's the Rabbanon. Tanya Idach, another Braitha. Rabitzin said they love on Erev Shvius. You're allowed to plant, you're allowed to water a field Erev Shvius. Kadeshi Yatzi Yirakos Bashvius. So it'll grift plants on Shemitah. Below, oh, and not only that, Elishim Rabitzin said the bench love on Bashvius. You're allowed to even plant a lot of water a field on Shemitah. So it'll produce fruit, peiros, on Matzah Shvius. What exactly that means, I'm not sure. What does that mean? I don't know. The whole Shvius, I don't know. I know, we're going to start learning. I don't know what that means. Okay, next. Tzadin et ha'ishus. You're allowed to trap some kind of rodent. Besach barim, or mice. Misad de ilan, from a sde ilan. And a Sdelavan Kedarko in a normal way. You can trap these animals in a normal way. Bimoed on Chalamoid, Ubishvius, and on Shemitah. Okay? What? Tosfos asked, bottom Tosfos. Tema, Maikamalan Shalom Shvius. What's the issue? Why can't I trap animals on Shemitah? For Angel of Otis Karka. I'm not doing anything to the land. What?
Those animals destroy the field, protecting the field.
Right, so I'm trapping them. So trapping is a malacha. They want to tell me on the chalmoy, okay, this is an issue. Why can't I trap them?
It's the same reason.
My time, the Asa Kedarko. And by the way, in a minute, Rabbi Huda is going to say, you can only do it with a shinui. Why is that? Right, so, V'yesh Lomar, listen to this. So Tosa says, in order to trap animals, Divadai Sarech Lemeskal Avonim Mitok Sadeu. You have to remove the stones from the field, Kishimifane Haishus, to give open space for the rodents. Utnan Paragimal Deshvius Hamasakal Sadehu. If you remove stones, you're improving the field. No tell Halyonos. You take the upper ones, Umanir Hatachtonios, Hanogaz Baretz, Vechain Gargish, right?
Same reason.
That is
you're
not
improving the field.
Correct. Tosfos didn't have an issue with trapping the animals. It's not a problem. The problem is, in order to trap them, you have to make them feel better.
Right,
directly. How you have to move stones.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. I hear what you're saying, that the animals ruin the field, and therefore, by you trapping them, you're improving the field. That's very far-fetched. Because my mice has nothing to do with the field. I'm trapping the animal.
No, you're not, you can't keep. What are you going to do with a rat?
You're going to let it out, or you're going to throw it out? You drive it to the docks.
The redlet's trapping is because you want to use the animal. I'll use something on the animal.
Correct.
You don't want this. You just want it out of the field.
Correct. So I hear you. It's an indirect. Listen, I can just read what Tosa says.
In America, before the what's going
yeah.
The planting season,
yeah.
They have these gopher shoots.
Yeah.
And they just pull up all the gophers.
Yeah.
Why do they kill the field?
Gopher shoots.
And they use a sheep, they just left it.
But no,
okay. They were going to finish a little early. My. Oh, no, I'm sorry. V'chama omim, mistei ilan kedarko, and we stay lavan, shalo kedarko. No. If it's for trees, normal. If it's a field, you have to do it in an abnormal way. Umakwenes apirza b'moed, you can knock down you can rebuild the fence that fell down on the moed. Ubashviyes born a kedarko. And on trees, you can do it directly. Why? Again, it has nothing to do with the land. I want to build a fence around the land? That you're allowed to do. It might protect the land from who knows what? That's okay. I might protect the land maybe from a robber, or maybe from the water, from the sun. I don't know what you're going to do. That's okay. But, right. My issues, what kind of road are we talking about? Armor of Yehuda, Berei. Berei she'ain bo'inayim. It's some kind of creature that doesn't have any eyes.
Moles,
yeah. Armor, what?
Again, back to the things that destroy the fields.
Yeah, there's no question it destroys the field. There's no question about that. But the question is, what's wrong with trapping them? So toss us up with the whole thing, you have to remove stones to get to them. You want to tell me it's more direct? What?
I think that's
a brand. So, Amar Rav Shmuel?
I'm not sure why you're allowed to build a fence around the field on Shemitah. The field is supposed to be hefty. So, and if you're building a fence around it, then it no longer becomes hefty.
So, it must be, it's a fence, you're building a fence that broke.
Rebuilding.
There was a fence there, and it came down.
But that's protecting your
field. You're asking a good question. I don't know. I don't know the whole details of Shemitah. You see what he's saying? If it's a hefker, why can't I build a fence over there? It's not my field.
Because you have a fence over there, you're not saying that I'm not letting anybody inside. This is not where the gate wasn't there anyway. This is where the gate, so I didn't go inside.
You build a fence because you don't want anybody going in there. Because you're planting or whatever you're doing, you don't want anybody going in there. The fence fell down, I'm putting it back up.
And if I had a fence there, you're going to walk around to get the door. Either way you're walking through the door, it's not like it's half side of the door.
It's not that you're missing the point. They're not looking for a way to keep people out. I'm saying that the field is supposed to be hefker on Shemitah. That's supposed to be hefker. That anybody can walk through.
If you're going to Eretz Yisrael next year, you'll see that they'll take places that will remove the gates doors. But they don't remove all the gates on the sides. The gates are not removed. Only the doors are removed.
Why do you remove the door? Because it has to be hefker.
Yeah, but not taking down a gate.
So how you fix it?
Okay, let's finish. Where are we up to? I'm Rav Shmuel V'itema Rav Yair Bar Shlemya. My crop. It says Kimo Shebalul Tamath Yahalo Nafal Eishes Balchazo Shemesh. So the word Eishes here is like compared to Ishus, that this mole, and it can't see the Shemesh. It doesn't have any eyes. Tana Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim. Eishes. You can trap Eishes with Achbarim and mice. Misad the Lavan and Mister Ilan Kedarko Umachriv and Chori Nemalim. That'll also destroy ant holes. Ketan Machriv and how do you destroy them? Maybe afar mechur zeh, take dirt from one hole, the nose and the tall chur zeh, you put it into another hole. Fein chol kin zeh zeh, and they choke each other. Amar v'yemar v'ashlemiyah mishmei d'abaya, hadet kai batrei avri nara. That's only true if they're on two sides of the river, right? You know, you have to get dirt from two different sides of the river. V'had d'leka gishra, also there's no bridge. V'had d'leka gamla, there isn't like even a partial bridge. V'had d'leka mitzra, there isn't even a path. In other words, they're totally separated. Ad kama, how far away do these have to be? Ad parsa. A parsa away, then the ants don't recognize that dirt, and then they'll kill each other. Otherwise, they won't. No, no one said to throw firecrackers into the hole. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.
But these right to into violence.
Those are good old days.